Beloved Master, thank you for showing me that life, what is life, and how to get the best out of it. Thank you for teaching me how to take distance from my stories, my dramas, my mother, and my homeland. Through this distance, I'm beginning to see the bright side of all that, even in Italy. Dan is powerful stuff. Thank you again and again for your loving support, your light, your powerful energy. I love you, Asmita. The more you get close to yourself, to your true self, the more distance you have to your stories. That's how it works. It's just a sign, no, you coming back again now. You reclaiming your clear vision, unpolluted by all the dramas, the story, your family, your homeland. And all this homeland is just bullshit. Some say the fatherland, and then the motherland, and then the homeland. And all these things. We have the whole planet now. You don't see any borders from space. Huh? Many of the astronauts, they had a very religious experience because they saw the planet just one. No? That's the first time the humans saw the planet as one. And that's how you see it as a meditator also. Everything becomes one. One beautiful woman, enlightened woman called Meera in India, in Rajasthan, she said, I have the Beloved, and there is no one else. He alone is my husband, my father, mother, brother, relative. I have none to call my own. Huh? She was also a big headache for her mother. Big headache. The mother to Meera must also was sitting there. When is Meera coming home? She's behaving very badly. And Meera was a princess. She was married to the king. And he wanted to poison her because she was such an embarrassment. Because she found another love, no? Then she dropped everything and went out in the desert. She just became a nobody, you know, dancing in the street. It was unheard of. She should belong in the palace. So then, instead of understanding, they want to kill, no? And then the mother was waiting. I have forsaken both God and the family's honor. What should I do? She said, what should I do now? In some mysterious ways, I'm free. They say I have also forsaken God because they have an idea about God. You shouldn't behave like that. I have sat near the holy ones and I have lost shame before the people. I have torn my scarf into shreds. All I have is I'm wrapped up in a blanket. I took off my fine jewelry of pearls and corals. Now I only have a garland of wildwood flowers. But that is much more beautiful, to have a garland of wild flowers. With my tears, I have watered the creeper of love that I planted. Now this creeper has grown and it spread all over and borne the fruit of bliss. My master received me with great love and I only came for the sake of love devotion. I'm crying tears of joy. Meera is the servant of her master. And with love, he takes me across the ocean of samsara. Welcome. Beloved Guruji, eternal gratitude for your way. In the summer retreat we had this bucket list and the thing was my number one wish was to sing to you. Today in satsang it came again, this burning wish to share a song as an expression of this gratitude that you gifted me with. At your feet, Jai Swaha, Sadhana. Okay, Sadhana, sing. How do you sing? Just sing or you have music also?
I just sing.
Can you sing now?
I can try.
You can try. And I will help you. What song?
It's a song that I started writing before I found you.
You started before and you finished after?
Yes.
Come here. No, you sit here. No, you sing once more. Such a good voice. You have to join the mystic band, no? Baba's mystic band.
Yes, that's
yeah.
The only thing
I want. Yeah! Sing the first chapter again.
Om du kommer ske mitt hjerte om at jeg uendelig en flamme som brenner ren og fri. Om du kan viske I mitt hjerte sjelens sang. Om vi kan vivle sammen I guddommelig dans. Om jeg bare husker at jeg kan fly, at intet det samme, jeg alltid ny. Om jeg bare husker at jeg kan fly, at intet det samme, jeg alltid ny.
Just had to share this, beloved, because you wake up this love in me. What a blessing, beloved, so much gratitude. The other day, my mind was strong. It happens to the best of us. At least that's what I've heard. The habitual negative program about myself. Then one of your angels, Sugandhi, a constant reminder of totality, gave me some straight feedback. Drop these ideas about yourself. Be open for the new. Don't think you know yourself. Be open for the unknown, for the mystery, or something like that. I want you to be strong in spirit now. That was pretty straight in the face, shaking the ego a bit, but also very exciting. I wake up call. I want to let go more and more of my ideas about myself and everything else, just to be open for the moment, for the now, for you, beloved. Yes, Vimal. Beloved, my heart is rejoicing by the thought of sitting at your feet again soon. I love you, yours forever. Soon is now. Rejoice. How are you going to rejoice, Vimal? Show me. What will you do? That's the thing, no? Inner rejoicing. That is good. You can take some reminders from some of my angels, Sugandhi. She has to hit you and I have to hit her. That's how it goes. Then they're all together. Very good. We should be straight with each other, and it's always a bit shaking to the ego. But in love, you can take it. That's the difference. If there is no love, then you are just hurt. If there is love, then you feel. Because you know that love won't hurt you. It wants to help you. It wants to heal you. If there is no love, and that's why people are just hurting each other. In this way, you can help each other. Be a reminder for each other. That's what we should be. Beloved Master, no. I realize I have to see my limitation about what I manage to do in one day, and that I have to take more care of my body. Not so fun, but necessary. I guess there are some things I have to see in myself, especially that I'm allowed to say no instead of yes. When I'm asked to do something, I have to learn to feel myself better. Most probably, this comes from my childhood, when I had to please everyone to survive. Because of this, I really feel like joining the course about childhood, which is happening in January. I think it could be good for me. I need some guidance from you, Svaha. And I can feel and hear that I'm in touch with you through my heart when I'm silent. Big hug and love to you, my beloved. Love from Vishranti. P.S. About this, again and again, I realize that it's not about the others. It is only about myself, my thoughts, my attitudes, my old patterns, ideas, etc. So if I really want to see things clearly, I have to do my homework. It's all about that. It's all about that. And these things are coming up now, Vishranti, because you have taken a step. You mean business, you want to see clearly. You have moved here, you are getting more involved. And then these deeper layers is bound to come up. Before you couldn't see it because you were too involved. So many things are hidden inside. So it's very good that this is coming up. And it's also very normal that people have been so goody-goodies and you have been busy with family, with the children, with work, everything in your life. And now you start seeing a different reality. So this comes up that you have used to say yes to please people. So be aware of it, because sometimes this a no comes out that is in a reaction. But this shouldn't be a reaction either. This is not the place for reactions, but because you are carrying stuff, it can come out like poison. Because you haven't really rebelled in your life. Huh? But rebellion should be in the teenage years. It shouldn't be in the Buddha field. But this I see again and again, that it comes up a time, it has to come up a no, a rebellion. But you get it out in the meditations, in dynamic, in whatever gibberish, whatever you feel like you can unburden yourself. Or this kind of group that will happen in January, which I like everybody to do who haven't done that kind of group. Because it works on these issues from the childhood and all these other things that you are carrying. And you have to get it out. Because it's exactly how it is. It's not about the others, it's about myself, my thoughts, attitude, all patterns, ideas. And all this is very important that it gets out. Because this will be in between you and me also, between the truth, between the love, between the silence. And before there is a receptivity, which cannot happen before you are unburdened and free of your ideas, your thoughts, your program, your past, your conditioning. There will always be something in between. Your own inner judgment, ideas, is polluting the truth. When that is gone, you are an open vehicle, you are open to receive. Then the truth can go straight in. And when truth and love go straight in, then it makes flowers very quickly. Otherwise, all these ideas, it keeps the flowers to grow. That's what I mean. You have to get out of your own way. It's only your own ideas, your own conditioning, that is keeping you a slave of your own mind, of who you think you are. And you are much more than what you think you are. So it's very good that you see that and see the importance to go through it. Remember, don't let anything be in between you and me, you and truth, you and love. It has to be just an open, receptive vessel there. Otherwise, this sacred teaching won't really go in, because it's too many turmoils, it's too many ideas, projection, old programs, your own so-called ideas. That's the meaning of just being a hollow bamboo, or just being empty, receptive. Then things can go straight in. So it's good, take responsibility of yourself. And now, maybe for the first time in your life, you can put your whole attention on yourself. Otherwise, we are always busy with the other, no? Very good. Beloved, embrace. I have been hiding behind my mind and fear, and for that I apologize to myself. I have been thinking I will do it when I'm ready, but now I'm thinking I will be ready when I do it. Sometimes just a little change in the words and everything changes. At first I wanted you to put a magic spell on me and release me from all my fears and memories and protections and mine. But I have to come to realize that this is not how things work. No, that's not how things work. It's no hocus pocus here, it's the real thing. And the real thing can only come from your own understanding. I can show you clearly, but you have to walk. And only then is something worked, because you have to do your own walking. If you get carried off the mountain, it's not the same feeling as you walk. They are there for a reason, and all I can do is to accept my crazy mind and my crazy fear and just keep on loving, keep on living, keep on breathing and keep on dancing. And in that acceptance, the freedom, love and peace live. But if you have some magic to spare, it's totally fine with me to get a spell or two, hee hee. That I have, but I only use it sometimes. In the right moment. Because only then it works. So now I will finally ask you, will you accept me as your sannyasin and guide me and help me to just laugh and love until I die? Why not? That's what I'm here to help you, just to laugh and love until you die. What better thing is there to do in life? And if you have realized that also, that that's what you want to do, I'm happy. Let's do it, babe. All the love and the laughter and grateful tears in my heart from and to you, beloved. Love, Sarah. You have been here now some years, and you see that few years can suddenly become a whole life when you're thinking you will do it when you are ready. The mind never says you are ready. It's the one of the tricks of the mind. You have to just do it. That means you are not listening to the mind. And when you are not listening to the mind, then you are listening to something deeper in you. And that is the way to freedom. To take charge, to become yourself. You have to become committed to that. That is the way out. Committed and devoted to your own heart, no? To listen to that, not to listen to the mind, but listen to the heart. Because that knows a deeper secret. But again and again, the mind will come up and try to get you involved. No? And you say, no, no, I have a different friend now. Then you listen a little more sensitive, a little bit deeper. Focus yourself. If you listen to the mind, then you just become a noise. Your life is just a noise then. If you listen to your heart, then your life can become a song. There's a big difference than to live like a noise or to live like a song. And become a song. That's what sannyasin is all about. Hmm. That is your potential, but very few people live that potential, no? Okay, I think we have waited enough, Sarah. Now come here. No, you are here now. I was wondering how long time you were staying
here.
Huh? You too, no? Anything you like to say? Just close your eyes. Come close. Oh, that's good. You are already close. You can't come close. Yeah. Just feel in your heart you're ready to become a song instead of noise. No, harmony. Harmony is coming, you want to welcome it. A beautiful musical instrument from India, and that's how you have to become just an instrument of life, of love, of God, no? That existence can play on you, no? Make beautiful songs. Yes. No, you don't need to wait till you're ready, no? No? Isn't it good? You're happy now, no? Beloved Gurudeva, in deep gratitude, my heart whispers to your heart, nothing else to do. In peace and trust, with courage, I follow the true purpose, which is to be close to you in the path of light, of freedom, in the dharmic path, here and now, going back to Brazil with heart full of love. I love you, Deva Mani. Where is Deva Mani? You're going back now? I also go back soon. Just listen to the whispers, not then you one has to be very silent to listen to the whispers. You cannot scream, just listen to the whispers, very silent. May everyone be silent and listen to the silence. Dasyana, are you here alone? You drive? Really? It's so strong. The power of love. That's all you need. And miracles happens.